This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate, discipline toolkit in your home.
Well, hey there, I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of love and kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Well, hey there, families, and welcome to today's episode where we are so excited to be here with our dear friend, Callie Kelsey, and she is going to have a great conversation with us about living a family life that's full of connection, empowerment, and adventure. Welcome, Callie.
Hi. Yay. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. At the time of this recording, it is very early on a weekday. Our weekend morning, and so thank you for coming over here and spending your morning with us. We adore you and everything that you're doing in the world, and we are just so excited to get into this topic today so you can really inspire us.
Aw, yeah. Thank you.
And families, you are going to be inspired by Callie. So Callie, you know, we were joking about what, you know, Callie's title is with all that she does in the world. And I'm gonna give you a new title this morning. She is literally like the biggest boss mom ever. She is the CEO or maybe the COO of the Kelsey family.
Who making it happen.
I know, like the things that you're doing, and she's going to tell you guys all about it here in a second, but it's really phenomenal. You are juggling a lot of things that are very inspirational and very important in the world and in our community and to your family, and I know to your family, you're such a treasured member, and to our community and to our family, you really inspire us. So today, listeners, she is going to talk to us about different ways that she really, you know, ways that the organizations that she's created and led and things that she does within her family also to really build up the connection and then also make sure everyone feels empowered and then always, always with a big dose of adventure. So, Callie, tell us a little bit about yourself and how many kids you got and just some of the things that you've done over the last decade here in California. We want to hear it all.
Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. Well, I'm Callie. I have four kids. They're 12, 9, 6, and 4. So Yay. Just with that, our lives are very adventurous, especially with my 4-year-old. And I'm wife to Superman. My husband is literally like Clark Kent, wears the suit during the day, shows up at home and cruises around with a skate bowl to get some energy out at night. And
nice.
He's always helping and serving others, and it's the best thing ever. So,
that's so awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. I love my life. I'm grateful for my life.
That's awesome.
So yeah, let's just see. In the past few years, I founded a program called Skate Rising that teaches girls, or focuses on girls, but it's not just for girls,
right.
Focuses on teaching compassion through service opportunities and empowerment through skateboarding.
Oh, yes. Goodness, so good.
A lot of good things right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's very out of the box, very different, but I swear it was years ago that I just realized there are no boxes. No one needs to fit in any mold. Like, the beauty of us being individuals and us having different talents and abilities is the fact that we can do anything in our own way whenever we can, you know? So it's good that way. I like it.
Yep. And to pause real quick, just to give listeners a context too. So you guys, if you've ever heard the kids edition of the Fresh Start Family Show with Stella and her friend Aubrey, that's Callie's daughter. That episode was about how to create an I am statement, and I know kids have had really great feedback on how they love that episode. And then just a little bit more context for you, you know, as Callie goes on and talks about her work, two of her girls, because you have three girls, one boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Aubrey, who did that episode with Stella and who's one of Stella's best friends, is a ripping skateboarder, and her sister is a ripping skateboarder, and I'm sure your third one is now coming up, to the point where you're literally like, you watch these girls and you're like, holy smokes, what is happening? How is this possible? So,
true story.
Just a little context for you guys to know, like, as Kelly goes on to talk about this organization she created. And so, okay, so keep telling us. So you found out, or you realized, like, there are no boxes. And here, I think a few years ago, you're looking at these two girls who are obviously starting to become very interested in skateboarding. Like, how did they even get into that?
Okay, so I truly am a rebel at heart.
Nice.
Like, if someone tells me I can't, I'm going to not even say anything back. I'm just going to go and do.
Nice.
And figure out a way.
Yeah.
No matter how many times I make mistakes and have to learn through them. Anyways, beautiful. Years ago, when Aubrey was 7 and Kira was 5, we used to go to the beach every single weekend and get families down there. And I randomly called it like dads and daughters surf days. And all the dads would get the girls out in the water and push them into the waves together. And
yeah.
It was so fun. It was as soon as it started to get to be like fall time. So it was getting cooler outside and Matt was starting to work more, you know, earlier, the sun set earlier. So,
yeah.
And I had a baby strapped to me and then a toddler at my hip. Like, I realized I'm not going to be getting in the water with them to push them into waves. So I started thinking of other things that I could get them into that were relatively inexpensive and really fun.
Yeah.
Skateboarding was the first one that came to my mind.
Nice.
And I was a cheerleader and a gymnast growing up, so it was kind of out of the box, but I also hung out with the skater boys.
Yeah.
And so for whatever reason, I just thought, okay, this is an easy thing that we could potentially all do as a family at some point. And I brought it up to my parents and my husband, and my parents were like, are you insane? And my husband was like, no.
Oh my gosh.
But then my husband and my father went on a surf trip.
Yes.
And I brought the girls down to McGill's because I really thought, you know what? I feel like I'm getting pushed there. It's something that can kind of relate to surfing. It's definitely not the same, but
right.
It can be relatable. And I let them pick out their decks. My friend like drew all over them. And we also got a deck for Matt, my husband.
Nice.
So when he came home from a surf trip, the kids were decked out with skateboards and helmets and pads, and he had a skateboard deck with all their footprints on it.
Oh, so there you go.
You're like, guess what? It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening, and yeah. You get to be part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was really...
Oh, that's crazy. So he hadn't really skated before that? Because he's a ripping skateboarder, too.
Matt is... I wish that I had the talent that Matt has. He can literally step foot on anything and learn in, like, a snap.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
I built him a BMX bike for Father's Day.
Oh.
And sorry for the tangent, but I built this bike because our friend that is a BMX rider from Hungary was over, yeah. And Matt just wanted to try the bike in the bowl. But instead of just trying the bike in the bowl, he literally got on his bike and rolled into the bowl, first time he had ever been on a BMX bike. And I'm sitting there like freaking out inside.
Yes.
Okay, I do not want broken bones. I really am worried right now, but I'm just going to let him figure it out, I guess.
Okay, and we're just going to, like, be tangents all over the place because listeners need to, like, understand literally, like, what an inspirational person that we have the honor of, like, sitting with this morning. So, again, I'm just going to review. She built her husband a BMX bike, which is just, I don't even know how you do that. And then she did mention a bowl. She's built a giant skateboarding bowl in her backyard to provide a wonderful opportunity for her kids to be able to skateboard nonstop. So let's, like, she's going to talk about that in a minute, but that's what we're talking about when she says he went in the backyard and dropped in the bowl, which is literally like, so those are just amazing things just dropped into that little conversation. But we're going to keep going more on the bowl. I know you're going to talk to us so much about the bowl,
for sure.
But if listeners are like, what does that even mean?
I know, confusing.
That is like... a giant pool in your backyard, imagine, listeners, but it has no water. And here in Southern California, we do not have, like, backyards. So Callie literally has turned her entire backyard into a skateboarding bowl, and it is absolutely beautiful. It's not like an eyesore.
And they have a mini ramp, too.
And, like, and chickens.
I remember when we made our mini ramp, and I was like, we're going to dedicate our whole side yard to this mini ramp. Well, no, they did that on their side yard and the whole backyard, too. So it's full commitment, full send.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Send it.
Full send.
Sorry to interrupt. So now we're back to, okay, we got off on a little bit of a tangent, but we were talking about, oh, yes, okay, so
back
you got
to the girls skating, right?
All the boards set up, yeah. and then you like, okay, so you got Matt on board, you like pulled the heartstrings of his, you know.
This is before he even tried to get on board, though.
Okay.
This was, so, I mean, I made the board because I'm like, he won't be mad if he sees the kid's footprints on a skateboard.
Oh, you can't be mad at little footprints?
And I knew that he would love it. He was a snowboarder. That was something he did growing up. So perfect. It seemed like that was also relatable to skateboarding. So even while he was gone, I had Chase literally in, what is it, a baby Ergo?
Yes, strapped to me.
I mean, he was only a few months old.
Yeah.
And Juliet was 3 at the time. And I had Kieran and Aubrey. No idea what I'm doing. Mom with a couple girls that have skateboards going to the skate park.
Right.
And it's like getting dark and I'm getting to the Encinitas Skate Plaza.
Yeah.
And we pull up and there's a bunch of teenage boys there.
Right.
Aubrey looks at me, this little 7-year-old girl is looking at me saying like, Mom, I don't know about this. And I'm kind of looking around like, I don't know about this.
Right.
But I didn't say that. I looked at her and I just said, okay, well, this is what skateboarding looks like.
Yeah.
So it's up to you if you want to try or not. But if you don't at least try, you're never going to know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It gives me chills.
Because
this girl is like ripping, man. Like she's born to skate. And I just picture you having this pivotal moment in time where you're encouraging this little girl to like just find courage to step into something new. It's like,
so whether it's skateboarding or whether it's anything else, I think this is a key thing for parents. It's like, mindset number one, because this was for as much for you as it was for her. You're like,
absolutely.
I don't know. She doesn't know. But if we don't try, we'll never know.
Yes. Right?
So, but we can do it together.
Exactly.
And I'll support you.
Yeah.
Either way.
And I saw that. I think most parents have seen this at some point with their kids, but I saw like her thinking about it and her thinking more about it. And then there was just that moment where I could tell it clicked. And she pushes her board on the floor and she just starts trying to push across the skate park, like through the boys, which now I know is not necessarily the safest when there's a bunch of kids skating. Like I wasn't aware of skate park etiquette at the time, but I knew that that was her doing her for her.
Right.
It wasn't about me. It wasn't about anybody else. It was, she made the decision that she was going to try something totally out of her comfort zone to see what happened next.
Yes.
And I mean, it is so Aubrey's thing. The minute she was on the skateboard, she never wanted to get off. And Kira, just little Kira in her little tutu, at 5 years old, just following in suit, trying to figure it out. So, so that was the beginning of skateboarding. But it was within the next few months, and it was only a few months.
Wow.
That I saw things and became aware of the powerful lessons that come through the act of skateboarding.
Yes.
And you can get that through other things, but in my experience and in my perspective, they come way more naturally and much quicker with skateboarding because you're going to fall.
Right.
Like you're going to fall and you're going to fall hard.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be a lot of times.
And sometimes you're going to break your shoulder.
Yeah. You know, it can happen. That's, you hope not, but yeah, sometimes breaks happen.
Yes. I mean, listeners, that was a reference to literally this summer. I was at one of Callie's events. Yes. It was National Skateboarding Day.
Yeah. And we just decided to have a party with kids at the Y because why not?
And I was trying to drop in on a bigger, whatever you call it, ledge. What is the term of that?
That was a quarter pipe, right?
Sure. Whatever. The edge of the Y. With a spotter, but my 42-year-old tendons in my shoulder did not like it. They actually hung on tight, but when I fell, it fractured my shoulder. So, but sometimes
you
just go down.
Talk about all the things you did up to that point.
I know.
You were doing so good.
Oh, dude, I was on fire. Yeah. I was like, Callie was like filming me. I was dropping in on the little ones. I was so fired up.
But there's
up.
A lesson like, right there. Sometimes in skateboarding, you're like, okay, cool. I got comfortable. Maybe I should just stay there for a little bit.
Yeah, well, and that's it. Like, it teaches confidence.
Yeah.
It also teaches you to be cautious and think things through.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
And little, like, the younger bones are way more resilient. Like, some of us, like you and I, are learning when we're older, and I'm taking a pause. I'm more of a surfer, I realize, but like some of us learn when we're older, but at the same time, like we're talking about, kids are just, their rib bones are very resilient. Like they can take falls super hard when they're young, a lot easier than I think me, older.
Their bones are resilient, for sure, but their minds are too.
Yes, like, exactly.
And that's another thing that comes with the skateboarding, like the perseverance and the resilience that it has taught my girls, and that I initially saw in just a few months' time from simple things, just learning the simple things, the pushing, the kick turns, all these little moves. It was so powerful. And then the confidence that they gained through it.
Yes.
So I'm looking at this stuff. I'm looking at these little girls and my other two kids, and it seems crazy to me, but there's not really a lot of other girls at the skate park. And I realized my kids need friends at the skate park too. Like every little girl should have these experiences or have the opportunity to at least try and learn through doing.
Yeah.
So I decided, why not? You know what? I'm just going to plan an event for girls to skate at. I've never done anything like this, but I'll figure it out. And so I did. I tried to figure out, you know, how to make it. I made like a whole presentation to show to the Parks and Rec Department at Encinitas. Beautiful. And as to why it would be impactful and important. And this was before any of the service aspect came in. Right. So they said, yeah, go and do. Let us know how it goes.
Let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. Timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you could end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline. To grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle.
So the day comes and there were like 32 kids at this first event. Nice. And I had already become friends with Amelia Brodka, who's the co-founder of Exposure, a large nonprofit for women in skateboarding that actually holds the world's biggest event for women in skateboarding every year. And so she actually showed up and brought some of her professional female friends.
To your first event.
That to the first event so ever. Cool.
So it was just destined.
Cool factor. Like, just
less
cool factor.
Yeah.
But for me, it was like when she showed up, you know those moments where you're like, you've got my back. Right. It was one of those just such a sweet thing. She did not need to do that. She's busy. But she did. Yeah. She showed up.
Yeah.
And that was really sweet. So after this first event, I realized there's a need and there's a desire.
Yeah.
Because I don't ever really see girls at the skate park. And now there's 32 here for the first one that's ever been done.
Awesome.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm also a mom of four kids. What am I doing?
Yeah.
like, do I have time and energy to put into this when I have like a 6-month-old strapped to me at everything I'm doing at the skate park? So I thought I have to add something else. Like there needs to be more of a purpose for me to have the effort and time to put into it.
Right.
And I looked at my kids and I thought about it. What do I want my kids to learn through life? Like if I could just add specific messages or hope that specific messages got through to them, what would they be? And for me, it was the compassion and the confidence. Like the confidence that you can be, do, and act however you want to. Like, you know, in a healthy, positive way, of course. But be who you want to be. Do what you want to do. And acknowledge and be aware of the people surrounding you.
Oh, yeah. That's so beautiful. Those are like two rock solid.
And how amazing that it seems like God gave you just enough of a glimpse into the future, but not so much that you're just like, I see it a little bit, but I don't see it all, and I'm just going to step into it. And yeah, each step of that journey so far, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. And you just kept stepping into it. Yeah. You kept stepping a little further.
But
kept going a little further.
I feel like that's just my life these days, or yeah, in general, like since that time. I swear, yeah, since right after I had Chase, so, you know, he's 4 and a half, almost 5. So four and a half years ago, that's just been my life. Like I chose to let go.
Right.
And let God. If yeah, that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Like let go and let God. Like, well, I don't have control. Yeah. But I have certain talents and abilities that I've been, you know, blessed with. And I want to use those to benefit the most amount. So if there's a way to do things in the most effective way and support the biggest amount of people, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go there and be there and do it.
I love it.
And so, I'm sure if you tried to overthink it, like take yourself like several steps back or years back, I bet you'd get overwhelmed with like, I can't do that. I don't know that. Like, you wouldn't know how to connect the dots, yeah, but you just kept pushing. Because I think there's so many people that never get in the game because they're just like, they can't figure it all out ahead of time.
Seems overwhelming.
And they're just like, well, I'm just not going to go because I can't figure it all out. I don't know how I'd do that.
Yeah.
And I think you're a beautiful example of just being like, we'll see.
Well, yeah, and you clearly
maybe I don't know yet. I think there's this whole power of yet in there and all these mm-hmm, things too that
growth
we
mindset,
love what our kids, you know, bring home to us. And then we're like, we're in the same boat every yeah, day. And oh, we can just continue to learn, or we can say, yeah, I can't really figure that out. So maybe I'm not cut out for that.
What you just hit on just made me think of a conversation I had with Aubrey and Kira this past week.
Yeah.
So like I said, Aubrey's 12, Kira's 9. Something had happened and I felt really overwhelmed and I was like, I just got to go for a few minutes. I'm just going to sit in my room and chill.
Yeah.
I come back out and I'm like, I sit Aubrey and Kira down and I just look at them and I'm like, I want you to know that I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no clue what I'm doing, but I'm going to do everything I can to lead and guide and walk beside you as you find your way.
Right.
And I'll be here to support you.
Oh my gosh.
But I need us to do it as a team because I've never been here. So yes, I don't know what's happening next, but I'll be right next to you with whatever comes.
That's
but
awesome.
If we can do it together.
Oh my God. You're like in a bucket of tears. Oh my gosh. I love my job. I get to interview the most amazing people. This is so amazing.
Aww.
Yes.
Well, that's so wonderful. I mean, we've had that on both sides. I mean, we've shared with listeners like Stella and us having like these moments where she'll come to us and actually highlight to us. It's like, look, I don't know. I've only been a kid this many years.
And she was 7 and I was blowing up on her one night. She was like, Mom, it's okay. I've only been a kid for 7 years. You've only been a mom for 7 years. Like, we're doing this together. We can figure this out.
Like, she said that to us, and then we've had to say that to her, and it's like, it takes a lot of, I don't know, like, humble strength to be able to share that with your kids or have your kids actually then flip it around on you, and it's like, but it's the truth.
It is the truth.
Absolutely. It's the truth. If everybody is just operating out of this position of, like, you do this because I say so, and I know best, you're like, you might not yeah, know anything.
Yeah.
And so true, just so, admit it. Like, and you'd be surprised the connection that you get through actually admitting that you don't know all of this, but I do know one thing. We're going to do this together.
Yeah, and we'll figure it
and
out.
We'll
I mean,
it out.
There's yeah, like, if you imagine like a line, right? And there's either love and connection or protection and power, right? Like, we're all trying to be in the middle, but we go back and forth on each
yep,
side and things get crazy, but it's, you know, you either can try to control things, which there's no love and connection when you're trying
right,
to control.
Empowering fear force.
Yeah, yeah. It's like have power or empower in
right,
my mind.
Right.
You know, like,
oh, God.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just, The struggle is real, man. I think we're all in the same spot where, you know, we try to be the best we can, but
we're trying,
I fail all the time. But when I say fail, that's not a bad thing. Like, I'm learning through doing, which is literally the best way to learn.
Yes. Yep. And you're modeling that, not like in those beautiful conversations when you came out of your room and said that to the girls, but then you're also modeling it in how you're choosing to live your life, where you, you know, as we're continuing down this story, because there's so much more of it. But so obviously it's like you're to this point where you clearly have the why. You know why. You've identified that you want your kids to be compassionate and confident. Like, those are just two simple key takeaways for their life that I so clearly see in your children. Like, it is, your children are amazing. Like, I literally, like, want to hang out with them every day. So you have the why, and you don't know the how. Just like all of us parents, like, we're like, we know what we want. We want to raise our kids with connection and confidence and compassion and grace and firmness, kindness, but we don't know how, but we're getting there. So you have the why, and then you step forward to create Skate Rising, and let's keep going now. So how does it, like, it starts to get bigger.
The philanthropy part of it is now coming into it. You said, okay, now you highlighted the things that you wanted to be, the takeaways, now implementing it.
So implementing it, but not a huge tangent, okay. But there's a word. The word is Ubuntu, and the word comes from the African Corsa language. It's the, like, the clicking language.
Okay.
This word someone had brought to me a couple years in the past, and it had kind of been like my life philosophy, or like the way that I wanted to live. Mm-hmm. And to give you a little backstory, well, first, when it's translated into English, it means I am because we are, or I am only a person through other people.
Awesome.
But the story that goes along with it is there's an anthropologist that brings a basket of fruit to a village in Africa, and he hides the basket of fruit, and then he gets the children in the village together. And he says, I've hidden a basket of fruit, and you guys can go, and whoever finds it can keep it. And he leaves. So these children get up, and they search for the basket of fruit, and they sit down in a circle, and they start enjoying the fruit. Well, the anthropologist comes back, and he looks at the children, and he says, well, why did you all go together when one of you could have kept it for yourself? And their response was, Ubuntu, how can one of us be happy when the rest of us are sad?
Oh, yeah.
So it's that community, connection, and support that every single one of us need. Babies can't survive without connection.
Yeah.
Like, we all, especially I think in the United States, feel like we have to be doing so much on our own. Like, you know, we got to go and do and, you know, be strong within ourselves. That's cool. That's great. Look around.
Yes.
There's a broader community. So when you're strong and confident within, then you can give to others in a way that will teach them essentially to have the same. So
yes,
bringing that connection and the community together was a huge part of the whole process. So beautiful. Then comes to the point of, okay, I know that community, connection, service opportunities, and skateboarding, I don't think anything like this has ever been done. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So I think the first one I decided to build like kits for refugee families that were coming. And I actually connected with Amelia and told her, hey, I want to start this. I want it to be a skate clinic for girls, but skateboarding is being used as a conduit to teach confidence and resilience and perseverance. And I want to add service. I think I'm going to call it like Skate Rising. Like, I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So anyways, and she's like, well, why don't you just do it under the umbrella of exposure? So then you have insurance, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, like, I went from not knowing really what I was doing and then sitting down one day. Yeah. I mean, but that's the thing is when you don't know, but you just trust and keep moving forward, even if it's a tiny step at a time, things do work out as long as you're trying to move forward and trying
seeking
to do good.
The support.
Yeah. So that was how Skate Rising was started. And the first event for the actual Skate Rising happened just a month after the first skate clinic. And I had no idea if it could happen. But we had volunteers show up, like Nectar Juice Bar here in Encinitas. Like, they came on and started helping, and they still help at every single event 3.5 years later.
Wow.
So, and I can't even tell you what I saw. It's these kids, as you guys know, these kids teach me way more than I could ever teach them.
Yeah.
About humility, about trust, about not having judgment towards people.
Yeah.
Like, use good judgment, but don't judge. Does that make sense?
Yes. So, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's been the best thing for me is every single event, you know, 3.5 years later, I'm totally going to cry. It's seeing the kids come up and look at you and be so excited to show you something they've got.
Yes.
Something they learned. And their answers when you're asking about, you know, yesterday we made a gratitude chain, all the kids that were there. And it was probably 40 feet long by the end because everybody added to the chain. But just the things that they talk about and the innocent way that they think.
Yes. Yeah.
If we can all just get back to earth and think more like that.
Right.
Be more humble and teachable. Yeah. And learn through the doing and the process and trust in the process. Like, I'm humbled every day by my kids.
Oh,
I love how it blurs the lines, too, between, like, this thing that can be their passion and all this service and everything. Because I think so many times it would be like a kid probably would feel like, oh, I've got to stop doing this thing I love to then go do this thing that feels like work or it feels like I'm giving, not getting. You've completely blurred the lines of giving, getting. It's like all one big thing. You're like, life can be all of that every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's like, I think that that's just how I live.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how to explain it other than through random, you know, incidences or the things that we do, because that was before the Ohana Bowl ever even existed, was the skateboarding and trying and then seeing that need kept growing. So we've had events that have had 125 girls that have driven all the way from San Francisco come to events. And we ended up doing a tour because I think of crazy ideas and I have nothing in my brain that says that I can't do something. I just don't know how yet.
Yes.
And so one day I go to Amelia, I'm like, listen, I think I'm going to buy an RV. And if I buy the RV, I'm just going to keep it for the summer. And I think that we should bring Skate Rising to different cities because people had reached out and asked if they could start Skate Rising where they were. But the thing is I really want it to stay pure to what it is. And I would, anyone, anywhere is welcome to start something similar, you know, just add service and skateboarding in your own way.
Yeah.
But I couldn't try to manage other things at this point in my life because my kids matter more. And so I tell her this crazy idea. Like, I think we're going to do a tour. It's going to be called Feed the Need and be focused on feeding the need of the homeless along the West Coast. And she's kind of looking at me like, okay, tell me more, you know, and somehow crazily it came together and we did a tour up the West Coast and into Oregon. And then on the last day of the tour, we launched an international day of service and had six events around the world at the same time.
Wow.
All focused on feeding the need of the homeless in their own cities. But also empowering the girls through skateboarding and committing to kindness, all within the one event in each place.
Fantastic.
And that's the cool thing is, like, when the kids, I always say, kind is cool.
Yes.
So it's like, the more that we can show that and then acknowledge when others are doing that as well and empowering the kids as they recognize that, the more that they do. So I created, like, commit to kindness contracts instead of anti-bullying contracts.
Perfect, yeah.
So it's committing to kindness. And I think we, through that tour and the last day, the International Day of Service, had like 600 girls around the world that had signed these commit to kindness contracts.
Awesome.
So, but this isn't about me. It's about we, is what I say.
Right.
Like, it's about us, the community. Skate Rising couldn't happen without every single volunteer. Like, the community that has come together, because I think that we all are seeking for similar things. Like, we want our kids to be, you know, confident and compassionate and strong within their own and supporting of others. How do we get there? Yeah. And you're right, Terry, when you said it's hard to, like, when you don't have the answers to figure it out. And I think that that's something I was blessed with. It's also a curse, is that I don't try to figure things out first. I just kind of go and do.
Well, it seems like I don't want to say it's a pattern, but it seems like your formula is you're like, as long as I'm operating out of this, or this is the takeaway, like you came up with the name, the feed the need. You're like, okay, cool. So as long as that happens, whether we make it to one stop, whether we make it to all, whether one person shows up, whether 600 people show up, if we did that, that's good enough.
It's good enough. Yeah. Exactly.
And so this idea of, like, stepping into something, there's no, like, well, this is what success has to look like, and we have to do this, and then if we do that, then we'll feed some people, and then we'll do all this. And you're just like, no.
Yeah.
Like, you just are like, we're going to do this, we're just going to step into it, and that's it. And it's not like a, well, we have to raise this to do this. I mean, I know it costs money to buy an RV, but at the same time, it wasn't going to stop you. You just were like, let's do it.
Did you sell it at the end of the summer, or did you keep it in the
summer? We've kept it. We still have it right now, but we've done some really fun family trips, you know? And it was something that was like, I don't know how this is going to work out, but I know that if I'm focused on feeding the homeless and educating my kids and anyone else that shows up, even if it's one person, it matters enough.
Yeah.
I'm doing what I can at this moment in time, and I'm okay with that.
And you're having fun.
Yeah.
You have fun with everything you do. That's why your kids want to hang out with you. Like, because you make everything fun, you know? So it's like I just keep the highlight of this episode today, families, is like, I hope you keep feeling these themes of the compassion and confidence that Callie so beautifully lives in our life. But I want you to really understand that, you know, courage and confidence only comes from like when you're scared. So the way Callie lives her life is like, oh my gosh, I want to do this. I have this why, like, which is the same thing that parents find when they come to Fresh Start Family. They hear this message that we help them understand, and their heart opens and they're like, oh yeah, I want to live my life like that. I want to raise my kids with integrity, with compassion, with grace, with kindness and firmness. And I know I'm not doing that right now. So it's like, you find that why, but it's scary to like step into new things, whether you're on a skateboard and you're dropping into a bowl for the first time, or you're stepping out and saying, I'm going to do this tour. Like, it's scary. Like, what if all those things can flood your brain? Like, what if I fail? Or what if this is a bad investment? Or what if this, I shouldn't be dropping in, all these things. But then you find the courage, you step forward because you're solid with your why. And then you, a year later, look back and go, we did that. Like, we were scared and we still stepped forward and we toured the entire West Coast and served how many thousands of people and had whatever, 600 girls or 6,000, what'd you say, sign this contract? Yeah. Like, and then you look at your girls and you're like, remember the day you were scared to drop in for the first time on the bowl? And now look at you. Like, it's just, there's such a common theme of like, you cannot be confident and courageous if you're never scared. And you never, like, you have to step forward through the scared anyways. And just know that you can do it. It's like, as long as you have your why, you got to have your why.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this? And it's like, your why is so rock solid.
And I'm always finding a way to connect with dads here. You know, I know we're talking about, you know, these are two powerful women I'm sitting next to, and we're talking about girls and skateboarding and everything like this, but this so relates to the guys, is like being humble enough to admit that you don't know everything. You can still be a powerful force to step forward and try new things in your family without having to know it all or having to be like my way or the highway. You're actually gonna you're gonna bless your family so much by just saying, you know what? I don't know it all. Let's try this thing. Yes, of course I want more connection with my kids, my family, my wife. This seems, I don't know, this doesn't seem right. I'm a little scared. I'm worried. Just step forward and just be humble enough and strong enough to just try something new.
Yeah, well, I love the quote, and I have no idea who said it, but the be afraid and do it anyway.
Yes,
I mean, exactly. Because what do you have to lose? Right. I mean, that tour was not without trials and tribulation and hard things. But it's nothing that I can't figure out, or as a family, we can't overcome.
Yeah.
Even when things are hard, because honestly, every single one of us has struggles and hardships. They're all different, but we all know that feeling.
Yeah.
And it's going to come. And I talk to my kids about this too. You're going to go through hard things. You're going to have struggles.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's okay to cry. It's okay to have emotion. That's okay. What you do through it and what you overcome it with and look back and think about, like, the lessons that you learned through it matters.
Yes.
So what can you learn through this process?
And it's so empowering to be in a space where you're having it modeled to you, that you so beautifully model through your family, that, like, we do hard stuff. We do stuff that's scary, and we do it because we have a solid why, but, like, it's so empowering for kids to have that model and to, like, just be put in situations where you're like, you'll figure it out. And if you fall, it's okay. But it, like, that is how kids feel. Like, and it's for here at Fresh Start Family, like, we teach parents how to do that with, like, misbehavior and mistakes and like little kids that tantrum and like letting them get through it and not having to force them out of it, but just getting them once they're on the other side of this 45-minute tantrum and go, look, you're okay now. The storm's passed. What did you do to calm yourself down? You did that. Like, you're going to be okay. And that was really hard. And now, without, like, forcing, fixing, overpowering, controlling, but then just, like, I trust you. You're going to walk through this. You're going to be okay. That's just, like, a funny example of the toddler tantruming. But, like, anything, you know, like, if your kid's having trouble at school or if they're scared to do their new sports program, it's, like, just trusting and holding that space that, like, everyone's going to be okay. You're going to be able to do hard things. And on the other side of it, you're just going to be stoked. You just gotta trust yourself. You gotta carry through and that's so empowering for kids.
Hey there, families. Let's talk for a quick minute about Kate Northrup's free financial healing workshop. Have you registered? If not, you can sign up at freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax. It's happening April 23rd through 25th. And in case you've missed it, I've been talking a lot lately around the impact that learning about nervous system healing and regulation and financial healing has really transformed my own life, especially when it comes to my bank account and my nervous system. And I'm excited for you guys to learn from Kate too. So I'd highly recommend you hop into her free workshop this week. It is not too late to sign up and get the replay, even if you can't make it live. And then afterwards, you're going to see that Kate is doing a very special invitation into her incredible program called Relaxed Money. That is the program that I started last October and just really has changed my life in so many beautiful ways. But she is inviting families in for a very limited time. And anybody who wants to join with you know, with our special offer here at Fresh Start Family, I want to give you a few things for free. Number one, I am gifting my foundations course for free. That's a $497 value. Plus, I'm giving away 2 months free of our Fresh Start Experience, which is our full support positive parenting program. So it's a pretty incredible offer if you want to invest in yourself and your family by healing your nervous system and really looking at more ways you can become abundant and attractive to money so you stop maybe a pattern of living month to month or feeling like there's never enough money, but actually getting into a rhythm of just having overflow in your life when it comes to money. It's a really good feeling now that I actually have that going on in both my business and my personal finance front. So if you want to join Kate's program called Relaxed Money, please just forward your receipt to me, Wendy@freshstartfamilyonline.com, once you sign up, and I will get you the foundations course plus 2 months free of the Fresh Start Experience again for free. That's a $615 bonus I am offering for our families who sign up for Kate's program and want to get access to all of our special bonuses that we're providing. So again, sign up at freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax, whether you are looking for the free workshop and or looking to learn more about Kate's Relaxed Money program. But I am just so excited for you to start learning with Kate and to get the benefit of getting our programming and support when it comes to powerful positive parenting for free on top of your investment. That's just going to really change the game for you on the financial front. I just feel like it's such a beautiful win-win. Again, head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax for all the details.
And with that, then they know they can do it.
Yes, exactly. It's not about us.
Yeah. I mean, as parents, you know, we are serving our kids every day.
Yeah.
But, you know, and don't get me wrong, when I see Chase, my little guy, my four-year-old, like 10 feet up in a tree, which he did like in October at Skate Rising, I'm running an event and I turn around and Chase is 10 feet up in a tree behind me.
Yes.
Like, I want to try to be there and keep him safe.
Right.
There was no way I could climb and get him with where he was and
yes.
and what was going on. But I also trust in the process and just said, okay, Chase, just so you know, it's important that you are capable of climbing down yourself.
Yes.
You know, yep. So when you're ready to, be sure that, you know, you get down safely or you can call to us and we will be here to help you.
Yeah.
But once they have the opportunity and we can step back, which is really hard as a parent sometimes. But when we step back and let them figure out how to get through, they know that they can, which is way more powerful than us ever forcing them to do anything.
Yeah.
When a kid's sitting in a classroom, they're learning. But when writing and watching, you're retaining 15% of the information.
Right.
When you're actively doing or teaching someone through, like, to how to do something, you can retain 85 to 90% of the information.
Nice.
So trusting in that process, allowing them to figure it out and fall if it's in a safe circumstance.
Right.
You know,
yep.
They then are empowered just through the process of trying and doing and figuring it out.
And they and like I love with your story, it's like you dedicate, you said, okay, I'm going to do it. And then you started opening your heart and your eyes around you to what resources were available to you. And you started to figure it out. The pieces of the puzzle started to come together. But yeah, so, okay. So connection, so empowerment and then connection, you guys can just hear the overarching theme here of how, you know, it's like the way you lead your family is so beautiful. You do stuff together, you have fun, you mix it all together, the giving, the just all of it. It's so fun. And of course it's full of adventure. And I want, you know, it's like, where are we at now? We're getting close to, ending the episode. And I want you to talk a little bit about just as a mom of four and first, sorry, listeners, bear with me here. I'm rambling now, but first I want you to tell us about the Ohana bowl in your backyard and how that came, where that cool idea came from and how you stepped forward. I'm sure even though you were like, oh my gosh, am I crazy?
This is totally crazy.
Okay. And then I want you to end us with just your thoughts on like this idea that you spoke to earlier before we were recording about just being okay, not being in control all the time. And as a mom of four, I just think you can speak to that so beautifully with everything you've done over the last 5-10 years. And then, you know, the way you've mothered your children and been the CEO of the Kelsey family. But talk to us about the Ohana bowl and then the control thing.
Sure.
And us out.
Sure. So, I mean, really, even the way that I connected with Amelia was through Instagram. And I started posting on Instagram pictures of the kids skating so I could print the chat books.
Oh,
that
yes,
are like $8
yes,
and you can print like 80 pictures in it. But I don't even think I realized that it was just like a public account.
Right.
And people started following. Yeah. And the more that people followed, I started connecting with people around the world. And that created like, I mean, that's how I met Amelia, who now I've partnered with Skate Rising and Exposure to have the youth program of. So through this and through the Skate Rising and all and people all over the world, I just realized like skateboarding really is the most, or in my perspective, the most inclusive community I've ever come across. Because you can have a little girl in a tutu, a guy that's tatted from head to toe, and a guy that just got off work and he's in, you know, his work shoes, you know, changing at the skate park to Vans or whatever, and they're ready to skate the bowl and they're all supporting one another.
Yes.
There's nowhere else that you would see that, in at least in my experience.
No, you're right.
But
we were just talking about that.
It's my favorite thing. Like, that's my place. Those are my people because there's no judgment. Like, you just love and have fun and enjoy. So with all of that, we had our backyard. And we had cut down 175 50-foot palm trees because we still have 75 giant ones. So we had cut down so many palm trees, and we realized how big our backyard was. So Matt and I kind of looked at each other and I'm like, I really want a Mongolian yurt in the backyard so I can put, you know, an art studio or like a hangout for kids or whatever. But another thing that would be kind of cool is a skate bowl. Since we're getting into skateboarding and everybody, like Matt was skating at this point, I wanted to but still had the little guy and that was young enough that I didn't want him on a skateboard yet. And we just kind of looked at each other and we're like, okay, well, let's just see like how much that stuff would cost. So we had a couple guys come over and quote out for like a bowl. And then there was one guy who oh my gosh, he's Uncle Aaron now. Aww. Aaron Astorga. I love him so much. But he came over, had never met us before, came in our backyard and looked around and I kind of just looked at him and I said, I have no clue what I'm doing here. And we're thinking about building a bowl, but like I'm not a builder and I don't know what a bowl is supposed to look like. So if you could do anything here, what would you do? Like, just draw. Just show me, and then we'll talk about it. He sits back there, and it was the same look that Aubrey had when she first started pushing in the skate park. That, like, excitement and, like, interest. And you could tell that he was in his element by drawing and creating in that way. And he showed us this picture of what the bowl could look like. And by the way, I had no clue how big it would be right at the time. And Matt and I saw like his excitement and his creativity. And after he left, we kind of looked at each other and we're like, should we do this? Like, should we? And I'm like, let's not think too much about it. Let's just do it.
Yes. I have chills over my whole body. Oh my gosh.
So Aaron spent the next 3 months in our backyard building this bowl. And it literally looked like Noah's Ark for a while. Yes. As it kept building. Bet. And and Chase came, like Chase, and he was like now 1.5, 2 years old, would sit out there with Aaron with his pretend, like fake hammer, hammering in nails next to Aaron. And Aaron would just sit there. And that matters more to me than anything. Like how someone treats my children teaches me more about them and who they are than anything else ever could.
Yes.
And he was just there supporting Chase, like so stoked the whole time. So I knew that this was like, this bowl was a special thing for our family. And it really was just something, or at least in my perspective at the time, I just thought this is something for our family to enjoy together.
Yeah.
We're going to skate together. We're going to surf together. We're going to do things together because that matters.
Yes.
And it wasn't until after it was built and we decided, well, family means most. So, you know, if anybody's watched Lilo and Stitch, Ohana means family, and family means no one gets left behind. So we called it the Ohana Bowl because it's focused on family.
Nice.
What came after that is my favorite, though. Our friends from that we had created through social media, which I tell my kids, like, you can't meet people online. Right. But don't, you know, I'm not the best example.
I know.
It's just interesting how things started coming into our lives and people started just connecting there. And now our bowl on the side of it is lined with flags from all over the world because of our family or friends that are like family that are all over the world. And they're represented at the Ohana Bowl because they matter.
Yeah.
And that community and that connection on a broader scale matters so much.
Oh my gosh. That's and awesome. So literally like any day of the week, if you were to just like pop by Callie's house, she has like 17 kids there and they're all like skating and having a blast and there's like music going and there's like cookies being like, you're just like a super mom and I love it. And there's just always this element of fun and the way you have taken that creation and just, it's such a light in our community and it's such a light in the world. And it's literally brings me so much joy to watch your girls rip through that thing. Like when I'm like, I try not to like scroll social media much anymore. I try to use it for like this, you know what? You connect with people and you put up great content. Like you build out that portfolio, you help others, but then I get so excited when I see your stuff and I'm like, what are they doing? And when I get to watch your girls ripping on that thing, I'm just like, my jaw just drops. It's so beautiful to watch. I'm sure it's like watching, for us, it's like watching Stella play the drums. Like, I bet you just find so much joy in like watching them do something they love so much. And the skill and the beauty of it is, I mean, it's just fantastic. I mean, I know I have more experience watching Aubrey, but like her style and like her finesse on a skateboard is just so beautiful, you know, like her, she's just such a unique style.
And she's a natural, but it's also, I think, you know, seeing where it's taken her up to this point and then just imagining like where it's going to take her, you know, and I'm not even talking about contests or anything. I'm just talking about life, like this gift that up to this point it's given her. And it's like, man, she's going to do something amazing with it and through it, just like you guys are already doing. It's like, who knows? Who knows?
Well, and that's what's so cool about it is like our little people, they are game changers. They are leaders of tomorrow. Every single kid out there is a leader of tomorrow.
Yeah.
We just have to foster and support that and encourage and lead in those ways. And the things that they do, the things that they create are so incredible. And that's what's been so fun is then introducing skateboarding to so many different people then. Most likely, or what I've heard many times is they would have never tried skateboarding.
Oh my gosh,
but once you get in a place that it's a safe, inclusive, and supportive environment, like I have guidelines at our house where you're either raising each other up or you're tearing each other down. And if you're tearing each other down, you're out. Like,
right. You got to take a break.
This is not that place.
Yes.
This is a place where you support. If you see someone trying something new, you go and help. You go and do. And it's cool to see what that has created is just by having that foundation and those guidelines that are focused on supporting one another. That's the only thing that comes in our backyard. Like,
it's awesome.
And we have friends that are BMX riders. Last Christmas, we had our friend from Hungary at our house. And then his brother, who works for the UN and was living in Belgium, they both stayed with us and spent Christmas with us.
Wow.
And it was so fun. But I was talking to Danny about the bowl and about our house and about how a few months earlier, a whole group of professional BMX riders came over to our house after the Vans US Open.
Nice.
And while they were at our house, they were so, like, just sweet, fun-loving, amazing. And they are. They're amazing people. And I looked at him and I'm like, I just love that no one actually comes to our house and is, like, cussing or doing those things.
Yeah.
This is really cool that all these people are just really good people. And he's like, they are really good people. But I got to tell you, they change to
when
be at your house.
In the door,
they
yeah.
step here and they know what type of environment this is.
Beautiful.
And so they meet that as opposed to,
yeah,
you know.
Yes.
And I like that. I like that it's a place of mutual respect and support and community. And people recognize that. And that's what comes from it.
And that's an example of strong leadership. It's a beautiful example of how you are such a strong leader of your family, of like these organizations, these things that you create. And you can just feel it. You don't need to like preach that or like make people comply when they walk in the door. You just live it and it's very present in your home. And so it's just so natural. It's easy to follow suit with like a strong leader when you, I can totally see how that's how people would kind of change when they walk in the door. It's awesome. Okay. So one thing I thought of that I wanted to, when you talk about like how many girls have been exposed to this, is so funny. I think back to that day I did fracture my shoulder. There was a little girl, and her mom was like on roller skates. Uh-huh. Is this little girl been at your
yeah,
program?
Her name's Kenzie.
Oh, I knew
yeah,
it. Okay.
She's so cute.
Oh my gosh. She's like, literally, is she 4 or is she 5 or is she just like a little 6
She was like 4 years old.
Oh my gosh. This true. Okay. This memory will never leave me. So it doesn't matter that I fell and broke my shoulder. That's not part of it. But the point is like this little girl is so inspirational to me. She had a tutu on, I think. And she would go up to the side of the bowl or wherever we were, like the, what'd you call
quarter
it?
Quarter pipe.
It's quarter pipe, even though it's a corner. It's the corner.
Yeah, sure.
So it's like just, it looks like a mini.
It's like a park
it's like
course.
An
so there's
yeah.
like different areas in the park course that would be like quarter pipes. And
okay,
it would be
so
like
we'll
the corner
a
of a, what a bowl could be. But
right. Okay, so we're called a quarter pipe. And I'm standing there and I'm like, I don't know. I'm not sure if I can do this one. And there was like 3 up times when this happened where this little girl would just come up to me. She'd stand there on the edge. She'd get her board lined up and she would like be, she'd go through the whole process that I was going through. But she was literally inspiring me as a 4-year-old. And she'd kind of like be like, oh, I don't know. And then people from all around would be like, you got this girl. Like, come on, you got this, you can do this. And she would like take a deep breath and like shrug her shoulders like, whew, and she would just like go through this whole inner process of like fear into courage, into stepping forward, even though she's not sure. And then like she would just drop in. And it was like the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I remember thinking like, this 4-year-old can do this, I can do this. And I just made a small mistake. That's it. But I mean, it was so inspirational. And that's just one of the girls that you've impacted that now goes through life like that. Like whatever she's going through, I'm sure I can see her like, okay, I'm scared of this. I'm scared of like standing up on the recess, you know, wherever to like tell someone they can't talk to a friend like that. Or I'm worried, like, you know, whatever it is that she goes through life, she has this process set up that she can do it herself. Cause like people were cheering for her, but she went through that whole thing by herself, like the deep breath, the inner self-talk, and then moving forward with courage. And it was just like literally one of the most beautiful things I've seen in a four-year-old little girl with a tutu on. And then she'd drop in and she was ripping.
But don't you wish, like that's what I kept thinking is I wish that I had had that when I
right.
was that little.
Yes.
But at the same time, I don't because then I wouldn't be where I'm at.
Right, and, exactly.
You know, but I see these little ones and that matters. That's why,
yes.
that's what keeps
so
me going
beautiful.
Is seeing these kids that are confident and strong and, you know, excited to go and do and
yes.
learn and know that there's like not even the sky's the limit,
right.
you know, and no one has to do it the same way. I think that that's really something that's a huge what I hope people take away too is, yeah, this is skateboarding, but we've, you know, skateboarding is a part of our life, but it's not our entire life. It's given us an opportunity to try and do and create, or not even create, but be part of an incredible, inclusive community.
Beautiful.
We didn't create this community. It was already there. It was just connecting the dots, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kids, they are the leaders of tomorrow. They are who will be changing the world, and, you know, maybe next year, maybe 10 years.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But they are. So if they have the opportunity to learn and grow and do and be strong and confident, I mean, who could, in my perspective, who could ask for anything more?
You know? It's amazing. All right. So finish, I want you to finish off this episode with just what you've learned through all of this about really this beautiful process of letting go of control. Because you spoke to it so eloquently before, and it is such a, you know, constant theme in parenting, whether you're creating a business, you're learning how to skateboard, surf, whatever, that, like, you know, it's very hard to let go of it. So what have you learned, and what have you been blessed with as you've learned to, like, just kind of open those hands a little bit and be like, well, this is a little chaotic and it's all right.
Yeah, I think I like to say that my home is a beautiful chaos.
Yeah.
Or a beautiful mess. I mean, whatever you want to say. But I mean, with four kids especially, I just got to a point where it was either that control or the connect.
Yeah.
And the control does nothing but make things darker. Like, you just feel grosser. You're trying to make things happen as opposed to just letting things naturally happen, I guess. And when there's love, you're going to connect with your kids more. So you don't actually need the control, because you're able to listen to understand as opposed to listen to respond.
Right.
And when you're listening to understand, you realize how powerful these little people are.
Right.
Like, the what they're saying and who they are really matters, and that they are strong little people that are themselves. They're not who I'm creating them to be. They are who they are.
Yeah.
And I get to watch that happen if I let go of the control.
Right.
You know? So, and honestly, with four kids, I just don't have control. There was no possible way. And maybe that's just because, you know, I'm not the best at that. I don't know. But letting go and being humble enough to say, I don't have this, but that's okay. I'll figure it out.
Yep.
Has been the best process for me to grow and learn through. And it's so hard every single time, because there's so many times. And even still, like, I make mistakes every day. Hundreds of mistakes all the time.
Yeah.
But at least now I'm at a point where I can sit there, make a mistake, and sometimes afterwards humble myself enough to think, what could I have done differently? Acknowledge it, apologize if necessary, and then try harder the next time.
Yeah.
Because that's all what we're trying to do, is try, right?
Yeah.
Like, yes.
We're just trying to.
If you model that and your kids follow suit, boom. I mean, you've unlocked so much of the family struggle right there, just by doing that yourself. Passing that on to them.
Well, yeah. and not most of the time, but half the time, they're the ones teaching me that, you know, so.
Yes, and families, it's like, you know, it's, I want you to understand that what Callie's talking about of, like, you know, letting go of control does not mean she's not a strong, powerful leader of her kids. Like, I mean, I am, like, in awe of the way you lead, because you do have control. I mean, you are, like, radical. Like, you're like, everybody in the car. Like, I mean, you handle business. Like, don't mistake what she's saying as, like, she's just like, whatever, my kids do whatever they want. And, like, they, like, no, they are, like, you run your ship tight.
But it's boundaries.
It's boundaries. And this is a larger sense of, like, stepping into, like, wow, this is messy and we're still okay. So I love that. It's just, like, a big, big difference. I don't want listeners to misunderstand there. It's, like, the greater sense of, like, just opening your not, instead of having these, like, closed fists of, like, everything has to go my way. I know exactly how I want it all to roll out. Instead, it's, like, I think I have a good idea. I know my solid why, and we're all going to figure this out together. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell our listeners, you want to finish us off today.
Yeah, so tell our listeners where they can find you.
Yeah, okay, so. We have a blog that I'm trying to figure out right now. So the website's thekelsays.com, and we're on Instagram and YouTube as well under The Kelsays, which is T-H-E-K-E-L-S-A-Y-S. And those are the best places. Also for Skate Rising would be, you know, Skate Rising is on Exposure's website or on Instagram. So
Yeah. And we'll make sure we put all of this in the show notes, families.
We'll have pictures of the Ohana Bowl, some events, so that you can put a visual to all this awesome stuff that we're talking about. And I just want to say, it's such a gift for you to come into our lives. I still remember the first time I ever saw your face was standing at the fence at kindergarten when you guys had moved to the area, I believe, and it was like halfway through the year. Something like that?
Yeah, we had switched Aubrey from a private school to
Okay, so I remember standing there. We did our introductions. We were both staring at our kids through the fence. And there was just something about you. I was like, she's our people. I don't know why. And this is before all of this stuff. It was before the skateboarding. It was before all these things. Cool. I just felt it. I just knew it.
Yeah.
And then I think about all the things along the way. being invited to and going to the Dads with Daughters in the Surf. I remember doing that. Been to a bunch of skate risings, inviting us over to skate the bowl, coming and picking up the kids every single time, or, you know, to see Stella playing music with Aubrey. Every single encounter has been something amazing. So I'm just so thankful.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for being here. I know listeners are going to love this episode. Thanks for listening, families.
For more information and all of the links to what we talked about in today's episode, head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/38. That's freshstartfamilyonline.com/38.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free discipline quick start learning bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate discipline toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift, and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.